So in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 4, "And it shall come that you shall drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." Elijah is being put down into lockdown.
Yeah.
He's been hidden. He's been put to one side at this time during this, to protect him from the effects of this prophecy that is given to the nation that God is withholding the rain.
Yeah.
Well, as a church, the believers, in, as we walk in faith today, let's believe that even in our lockdown, that we are being protected.
Amen.
Because God is supplying our, God will supply our needs.
Amen.
God will minister into our lives. God will bring us to a place of knowing Him in such a wonderful way. And so let's use this time wisely. And so Elijah is in lockdown. And the worst thing of all, he's got these dirty birds, ravens, who are coming to feed him. They're the scavengers. They don't pick up fresh meat. They pick up roadkill. Mm. Stuff that's already dead and, you know, probably rotting. And yet, God said, I'm going to cause these creatures to actually bring you and to feed you. And so, there we are, he's being blessed by this. And God said he's providing for water. So, we know the story later on. The brook dries up. Let's move to 1 Kings chapter 19. I know we're on a time limit on this, so we just have to watch this. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verses 9 onwards. And again, the Lord's made a provision for Elijah. The brook's dried up. His provision seems to be not working for him, but it's okay, God's made a provision for him, and he moves him on. And then finally, in this chapter 19, it said, "And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and saying, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' So he said, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a sad situation that he's looking at now. "I alone am left."
Mm-hmm.
"And they seek to take my life." You know, this guy is really on a downward slide at this point in time. "Then he said," God said, "go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind tore through the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And after the earthquake, a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord was not in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And after the fire, a still small voice."
Yeah.
"So it was when Elijah heard it, then he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' So he said, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel are forsaking your covenant, torn down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left. They seek my life.' Then the Lord said to him, 'Go, return your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive there, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also, you shall anoint Jehu the son of Nishai as king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. It shall be whatever that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael and Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill." God has already made a provision for Elijah in that situation. And as we know from that story, we realize that it seems like he's had enough. He's throwing in the towel. He's got to a point in his life where he's just seen burnt out spiritually.
Mm.
And that God has made provision for him all the way along. And what we need to realize that in our isolation, God is making provision for us.
Amen.
And that we need to stay connected, first of all, with God.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important that our relationship stays strong with God. We stand in the promises of God. Let the word of God quicken you. I know so many people at the moment are trying to second guess what's going to happen with all this coronavirus and that. It's not about second guessing it,
no.
But it is about spending time in the presence of God. This is what we need to be doing. It's not about who's done this, who's done that. Is it a man-made virus? Is it something that has come through 5G? Who knows? Only God knows in the end, and one or two, maybe if it is from one or two people. But let us also realize that it is God himself who is in control of all things.
Amen.
The word says the earth belongs to the Lord,
yeah.
And everything
yeah.
that is in it. Praise God.
Mm.
We're on a time limit, okay? So we know that it all belongs to God now. Quickly moving on, 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you." And Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit rest upon me. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all those who have not bowed the knee to Baal, and every mouth..." Sorry, I'll stop there, because, yeah. There he is, he's asking for a double portion. And you know the story says, yeah, if you see me go, you can have a double portion. And so I believe that as we're in this lockdown and this situation, if we spend time in the presence of God, I believe God is bringing us to a place of a double portion.
Amen.
Signs, wonders, and miracles. I believe that he's bringing us to that place of a double portion.
Amen.
That God has set us apart. That God is preparing us for the future.
Yeah.
And God wants to show us his presence and power working in his life. Now let's quickly move on into Matthew chapter 21. I'm dashing through because I know I'm conscious of time at the moment. Matthew 2:21 and verse 1. And it speaks there that now they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent two disciples saying, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me." What is this? This is actually a picture of the Jews and the Gentiles are being brought together into the kingdom of God, and the picture of Jesus riding on a foal, an untamed and uninstructed Gentile.
Mm.
Right? That's what it's a picture of. It's the untamed, the uninstructed Gentiles, and that we, the Gentiles, would pass from unbelief to faith in Christ. And so this is a picture, the colt and the foal there, the donkey. One is a picture of the children of Israel, and the other one is a picture of the Gentiles, and he's entering in as king. That wonderful picture.
Mm.
He's there as the king. He's entering in, but it's through this that we are going to come to faith.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. And we're seeing that. We've seen this happening as time has gone on over the years. And I believe that God is saying, reminding us that it is about our personal faith. It's about our personal walk with the Lord Jesus. And as we press in, verse 3 it says, "And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.'" Let me tell you this, the Lord has need of you today.
Amen.
The Lord has need of you today.
Amen.
Don't think that you're just a number. Don't think that you're just a shadow.
Mm.
Don't think that you're just a pew filler. The Lord has need of you today.
Amen.
He has a use and a purpose for
Amen.
You and a place to take you. And so it is important that you catch hold of this. And it says, "And immediately the master of these animals released them." Well, you know, when we bring people to Christ, The Lord has need of these people, and we're setting them free from the power of the devil, from the power of the enemy, into a service with the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 4 it says, "And all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Let the daughters of Zion behold, your king is coming to you lowly, and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Do you know, he's coming as the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
We believe that. He's the Prince of Peace. He's not here to cause havoc and confusion, but he's here to come as the Prince of Peace into our lives. And so as we receive him as that Prince of Peace and know his presence in our lives and take this time to rest in his presence and know his power flowing through us. He goes on to say in verse 6, "So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them." Something we need to do. Do as Jesus commands us.
Amen.
Obey the word. Do as he speaks to us by his Holy Spirit. Just do what he tells us to do, and you will see great results. I'm sure, I know, I'm confident of that. And he says, "And they brought the donkey and the colt. They laid clothes on them. They set him on them. And a great multitude spread their garments on the road. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them in the road." This is all about you and I laying down our flesh. This is a picture. This is a picture of you and I laying down our flesh before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, submitting to his leadership, submitting to his guidance, submitting to his rules for our lives. And then we're bowing down and we're saying, King of Kings. And in verse 9, they said, "Then the multitude went before, and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." Hosanna means, save us, we pray.
Amen.
Save us, we pray. And so, as we shout Hosanna, we sing that chorus, Hosanna, Hosanna. And we're saying, Lord, save us, save us, save us. And he's heard our cry, he's heard our call, he's saved us. He says in verse 10, "And he went into, and he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this?" Well, let's believe that after this lockdown, people are going to say, "Who is this
Amen.
Jesus? Who is this God that you serve? Who is this man?" This man is the man that was sold for 30 pieces of silver, to be tortured, to be beaten and bruised and eventually crucified for our sins and for our sicknesses and for our diseases. The Prince of Peace has come. Let's receive him with an open heart. Ask him to come into our lives and become the Lord and Savior of our lives.
Mm.
And let, you know, if there's anybody that catches this audio or video or anything later that doesn't know Jesus as the Lord and Savior, today, you can know the Prince of Peace. You can know the saving power of Jesus for your life. You can know the delivering power of Jesus. You can know the hand of God protecting you. You can know the hand of God caring for you. You can actually hear his voice. He will speak to you. Because Jesus said, "My sheep, hear my voice." And I believe that as we are in this time together, as we spend even on our own in lockdown, just reading the word of God and saying, "Lord, speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
Reveal yourself to me." God will reveal himself to us and bring his fullness into our lives. And we will know the power and the presence of resurrection life.
Amen.
And he will answer to that, Hosanna, save us. Lord, we pray. And it's glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards all men. Praise God. Be encouraged. You know, be encouraged and thank God for what is happening in your lives and keep rejoicing in his presence. Amen.